T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, big deal, no big deal. All right, first topic, Buffalo Bills. You know they're getting a new stadium, right?
The Buffalo Bills
are getting a new stadium. So this is via the Buffalo News. Season ticket holders who are in line to get some of the best seats at the team's new stadium are learning that the cost of those tickets are going to skyrocket. Per the report, season ticket holders have learned that their PSLs will cost anywhere from $15,000 to $50,000 per seat. For now, those are all the PSLs for the suites and club seats. General admission tickets are still to be determined. But as an example, a season ticket holder of the old stadium, a guy by the name of Joseph Lombardo, he has 8 season tickets at the current stadium. Based on this new cost analysis on the new stadium, his 8 tickets will now cost him $400,000.
Whoa, what?
Big deal, no big deal.
Oh, my God. It's a freaking huge deal. Are you kidding me?
Such
my
a
God.
Rip-off.
Well, you know, the whole PSL game.
$200 million.
You're finally right.
The whole PSL game is fascinating because Some have not been able to figure out whether it's like a greedy owner who's doing a cash grab, or is it an owner who's got part responsibility for the stadium doing the cash grab. Therefore, you're just passing it down to people who don't have anywhere near the long bread that the owner does to be able to, you know, put money into a stadium. But my God, like you normally say to people, PSL, they're like, nope, I want nothing to do with that. And it's hurt franchises in other cities. But if you're Buffalo, what else is there to do?
Well, there's two things to this. One, if you're in Buffalo, I mean, it's about as blue collar, hard working, 9-to-5 city as you can imagine. Out of all the NFL cities, you got to look at Buffalo, and I don't remember the last time you went to Buffalo, but it's not like it's thriving.
Mm-hmm.
There's more empty factories and warehouses than any other NFL city I've ever driven into when I'm planning a team, and that was a while ago.
Yep.
Literal tumbleweeds rolling down downtown Buffalo. But so for this, it's like ridiculous to expect that community to pay that absurd amount. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. A PSL is just the right to buy the ticket.
Correct.
So you got to give me a little something, you know, just to kind of, you know, and then I'll let you through the velvet rope. But then you got to buy your drinks.
Yeah.
Because do you remember who the first team to do this was?
Ooh, good question.
I'm going to take a stab at it.
Do you know?
I think.
Or did you ask a question
was,
you don't know the answer
I think
to.
It was Al Davis. I think Al Davis was the first one to say, we're going to do the PSLs. And it was in the old stadium, right? And there was some backlash there. And then even when people were trying to, you know, looking at the definition of what a PSL is, I remember they're going, wait, so you want me to buy the rights to the rights to buy the tickets, but still have to buy the tickets?
According to the Google.
Okay, good.
The idea for stadium seat licenses is generally credited to Max Mullman, a Charlotte, North Carolina-based franchise and stadium consultant, as the Carolina Panthers were the first NFL league team to implement the idea using PSL revenue to help finance the stadium, which opened in 95.
Okay.
Now,
good guess, though, with Al Davis, though.
But I'm wondering if Al might have done it later.
But this
was the guy who did it first.
I remember being in the league, you know, thinking or talking about this as we were going to that old crappy stadium. And wow, they're charging all these. And I think it was when they moved. I think it was early 94, 95 when they moved out of the Coliseum up to back to Oakland is what I remember it being.
Yeah, it looks like there might have been something in there because apparently Al Davis sued the NFL trying to prevent the league from taking the money from the PSLs. So to your point,
yeah,
maybe the other guy beat him to the punch, but Al was right there going, ooh, that's money.
Ooh, I like that idea. I'm going to steal it and say it's mine. And then if they say no, I'm going to sue everybody.
My dumbass son would never come up with this.
All right, so you know what the Big Three is? Big Three Basketball League?
Oh, my God.
Are you a fan of it?
I love, and I personally got to, like, sit and interview Ice Cube. Coolest cat ever.
Yeah, loved it.
So cool.
So, obviously, he was the brainchild. He is the, you know, the star of that. He invented it. He hires everybody. It looks like he wants to dabble in the women's college basketball market because the word is Caitlin Clark could be in the line to make history. Now, if you don't know Caitlin Clark, just watch women's basketball. She is literally the most important, popular person in all of basketball right now. But Ice Cube offered her $5 million for 1 year to play in his Big Three League tournament. Big deal, no big deal.
Very big deal, and I kind of like it. You know, one of the people behind the Big Three is Amy Trask, who,
yeah,
it's funny, we've been making fun of Al Davis,
yeah,
worked for 25 years or whatever it was underneath the thumb of Al Davis and is a brilliant executive. And for the Big Three, I mean, it's automatic TV ratings. If there's one thing Caitlin Clark has proven, you put her on TV, people are watching.
Okay, so it's $5 million to play in 8 regular season games and possibly 2 playoff games.
Yep.
So that's it. So 10 total games for $5 million guaranteed. Now, she will have to play against men. Now, they're old men. Like, Scal played in this tournament.
I was just going to say.
Before he was an announcer for CBS.
She would only go there if Scal were coaching.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
I think so. That's like the thing to put it, all these athletes nowadays, you know, they got to pick their spots.
I do wonder, like, how she would hold up, though. Okay, because she's obviously the best college player.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she will be playing against the likes of, I don't know, I think Gary Payton was in here one time.
Like,
a bunch
like
of Katino old players.
Mobley,
guys you
like
haven't
that.
Heard of, yeah, or yeah, some or stars that, you know,
guys that are on, clearly
names.
On the back nine. And
how
in
do you think
40s.
She would hold up?
I think it'll be okay because it's only half court.
But still, I mean, if you really want to, okay, listen, if you're one of these guys, because part of the requirements, right, you have to try out for the Big Three. You can't just be some old player with a good name. You actually have to show that you can play. He doesn't let anybody just in this league. So
he also has never offered anybody $5 million to come play in the league either. I think it's kind of fait accompli. I don't know if they're going to have to put her through extensive medical tests.
Well, no, for
or
her,
anything.
No. But the other place, my point is that the ex-NBA players are just not off their couch.
Yeah.
Like, they're in shape. So you saw this. I didn't actually see it. But this was supposed to be a secret, like, you know, deal. And somehow it got up, and Ice Cube actually said, yeah, you know, no one's supposed to know about this. You know, we did offer this. She's the most popular person. She would absolutely help our league. If you're her, the highest paid WNBA player doesn't make $250K.
Right.
So if she's making $5 million for 10 games, why would she not do it?
This is a pure guess on my part. Hurts the reputation a little bit, but more importantly,
it's better than going overseas to play for, you know, chump change and maybe getting.
She's already got some cash.
Well, nothing wrong with more.
Ten games,
half court. And if you've been to one of these things, I feel like you play three games. Right? You play like 3 games in one day.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I liked it too.
They do a good job with it, and good for her. It really shows, again, it shows our TV drawing power. That's what this is about.
Yeah. And the last one I had was Mike Tyson is getting into the pot business, and he has these edibles that he's selling, and they are made in the shape of an ear.
Oh, yeah, the chewed ear.
That's how I'll end it. The
great
chewables.
Job.
They're making chewables. Listen, great PR. How else would it work?
Hey, at this point, what does Mike Tyson have left to kind of
Jake
push?
Jake Paul.
Yeah, the Jake Paul fight, but other than that, I mean,
nothing.
Weed.
Pigeons.
I don't know if he's gotten over that pigeon thing or whatever, but to your point, Mike Tyson's Book of Pigeons, like coming to a...
It'd be like a coffee table book.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, look at this one. They
coming
all look
to Amazon
the same.
Near you.
Here's
really.
One on a light post. Here's one that pooped on a cab.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's big deal, no big deal for today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.